Welcome to SCOTUS Cast, Law Enforcement DNA Collection Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On June 3, 2013, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Maryland v. King. The question in this case was whether the Fourth Amendment permits state enforcement officials to collect and analyze DNA from people who have been arrested and charged with serious crimes. In an opinion delivered by Justice Kennedy, the court held by a vote of 5-4 that the Fourth Amendment does permit police to take DNA samples in an arrest for a serious offense supported by probable cause when the person is detained to be held in custody. Justice Scalia filed a dissenting opinion, which was joined by Justices Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan. To discuss the case, we have Mary Beth Buchanan, who is an ethics and reputational risk officer at the United Nations and a former United States attorney. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Ms. Buchanan.
In Maryland v. King, the United States Supreme Court reversed a decision of the Maryland Court of Appeals and upheld King's conviction for the 2003 rape of a Maryland woman. In doing so, the court held that taking and analyzing an arrestee's DNA is, like fingerprinting and photographing, a legitimate police booking procedure that is reasonable under the Fourth Amendment. The court's opinion was delivered by Justice Kennedy and joined by Chief Justice Roberts, as well as Justices Thomas, Breyer, and Alito. Justice Scalia filed a dissenting opinion, which was joined by Justices Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan. The case came to the Supreme Court after the Maryland Court of Appeals struck down as unconstitutional portions of Maryland's DNA collection law. As federal and state courts had previously reached differing conclusions as to whether the Fourth Amendment prohibited the collection and analysis of a DNA sample taken from a person arrested but not convicted, the Supreme Court granted cert to address this question. The court concluded that brushing a swab against the inside of an arrestee's cheek to obtain a DNA sample is clearly a search. Maryland's DNA collection procedure was then compared by the court to drawing blood, scraping under an arrestee's fingernails, as well as to a breathalyzer, and was found to be a much less invasive procedure. The majority opinion acknowledged that in deciding whether an intrusion is reasonable under the Fourth Amendment, the court has preferred some quantum of individualized suspicion as a prerequisite to a constitutional search and seizure. But the court's opinion also stated that in some circumstances, such as when faced with special law enforcement needs, diminished expectations of privacy, minimal intrusions, or the like, the court has found that certain general or individual circumstances may render a warrantless search or seizure to be reasonable. Here, the majority determined that the type of search conducted in the King case fell within the category of cases that the court has previously analyzed by reasonableness rather than by individualized suspicion. So rather than employing a per se rule of unreasonableness, the Supreme Court balanced the privacy-related and law enforcement-related concerns of each party to determine if the intrusion was reasonable. The court determined that the legitimate government interest served by Maryland's DNA collection law is the need for law enforcement officers in a safe and accurate way to process and to identify the persons and possessions that they take into custody. The court noted that an individual's identity is much more than just his name or social security number. A suspect's criminal history is also a critical part of his identity that officers should know during processing, selecting an appropriate facility to house the arrestee, and for judges to make bond determinations. The majority also compared DNA identification to other means of identifying arrestees, including photographs, tattoo comparisons, body measurements, and the most analogous method, fingerprint comparison. The court concluded that DNA identification is superior to fingerprinting, and the additional intrusion upon the arrestee's privacy, beyond that associated with fingerprinting, is not significant. The court noted the fact that DNA identification may not currently be as fast as fingerprint comparison, but also recognized that the rapid analysis of fingerprints is itself of only recent vintage. Like fingerprinting, new technology will also in time improve the speed and effectiveness of DNA comparison. The court concluded that there was little reason to question the legitimate interest of the government in knowing for absolute certainty the identity of a person arrested, whether he's wanted elsewhere, and to ensure his identity in the event that he flees the jurisdiction. In comparing the government's substantial interest in knowing the identity of an arrestee to the intrusiveness of the search, the court took into consideration the diminished privacy expectations of an arrestee. While an arrestee's diminished privacy expectation would not alone justify a search or permit any type of search, it does permit the type of reasonable search necessary to obtain a DNA sample, the same type of search that was conducted in this case. The court further concluded that DNA identification of arrestees is a reasonable search that can be considered part of the routine police booking procedure. In a dissenting opinion written by Justice Scalia, and again joined by Justices Ginsburg, Sotomayor, and Kagan, the dissenters asserted that Maryland's collection of DNA from King was in violation of the Fourth Amendment. The dissent included a discussion of the prohibition against unreasonable searches and seizures and a prohibition against general warrants. While the dissent didn't necessarily disagree with all of the court's reasoning, in reaching its contrary conclusion, the dissent characterized the purpose of the search much differently. It believed that the sole purpose of Maryland's DNA collection law was to investigate crime, and therefore believed that the search would require individualized suspicion. The dissent did acknowledge that there had been instances in which the court had previously permitted searches without the individualized suspicion, but would not engage in the same reasonableness inquiry engaged in by the majority. I believe that the dissent viewed the search entirely differently than the court's majority because it simply refused to accept Maryland's stated purpose for its DNA collection law, or that DNA could be legitimately used by law enforcement for identification purposes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.